I never know how to start these podcasts. Sam, lay down a beat. I feel like I've got a song coming today. Yeah. Welcome here to the Eden Cavalry podcast. Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, yeah. One, two, three. I'm here with Sam. I'm here with Alice. We're idiots. No, don't support Crystal Palace. We're... Alice, oh, that was a bad.
Don't support Crystal Palace.
It's the panel of idiots. It's gonna be ridiculous.
Chica chica.
I'm here with Sam Fenning and Alice Peterson
/ Fenning.
Oh,
because I mean, then people know that we're brother and sister.
Yes.
I will. If Sam listens, I do apologise because I still refer to his wife as Alice Fenning.
I did it the other day, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, every week you do it.
Do I?
Well, every time I see you, which is not every week.
When you called me the other day, I was like,
Alice
I don't
Fenning.
Think I've saved it in my phone.
Yeah.
I think I've saved it in my phone wrong.
I think I don't know what you're saved in as my phone. I probably shouldn't do this on, but...
Well, okay. No, because we were just having this discussion.
Yeah, Sam. You're still saved as Alice Fenning.
Yeah, okay.
In my phone, Sam, you are sexy Sam the Man Fenning.
Oh, thanks,
Alice,
Ben.
Have I got your number?
Yeah, I called you the other day.
Alice Fenning.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's it.
I'm going to change that. What do you want to be called?
Peterson. With an S-E-N at the end. P-E-T-E-R-S-E.
Ah! Peterson.
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 Alice Peterson. Yeah. Cool, great. Well,
there's
now we've
no
got
I
that
in there, is there?
No, where would the I come?
I don't know. Peterson.
Peterson.
Like if you were like... Dutch or something like that,
I'm
I imagine.
Oh, no, it's Danish. Dutch. I'm Danish.
You're not, though.
No,
not,
no, my husband is half Danish. From
half
Holland.
Danish?
Holland.
Danish is Denmark.
Oh, then it's Dutch. Dutch. He's Dutch. That's the problem, because I hear Danish and I think of Sam, but it's not as Dutch.
No, I think of pastries.
Anyway. Yeah, I think of pastries.
Anyway, we're talking about, this is a panel of idiots. Thanks for tuning into the Eden Gathering podcast. I think that was one of the strongest starts we've ever done. What'd you say, Alex? Nearly a year in. He nods.
Well-oiled machine.
Yeah. Are these getting worse? So Alex says, Ben, you can tell... when you had your second kid, because the podcasts really go downhill. And I'm like, okay, fair enough.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it is brutal, but I'll take it. Okay, so we've got brother and sister on today.
Yes.
And a literal brother and sister, not brothers and sisters in Christ.
We are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, that's just weird. Adam and Eve, are they related? Are we all incestuous? We're talking...
That's not the point of today.
We're talking about siblings, isn't it?
Yeah, we're missing one, I must say.
Yeah.
Sam's favourite.
Hello
one.
To Rachel.
Yes, hello, Rachel.
She will be listening.
Were you listening to the podcast where he basically said that Rachel
said,
was his favourite?
He said, Alice is really good if I need somewhere to stay. Rachel's really good if I want to chat. Pretty much what he said. Great.
I mean, do you want to... Should we start here or should we swiftly move on?
Just move on.
But is Sam your favourite, Alice?
I don't have favourites.
That's a lie. She would go to Rachel more often.
Okay.
They talk a lot more.
Yeah, Rachel did call me just before I came here.
Yeah, and Sam texted you.
Yeah, that's true,
saying,
actually.
Why are you
actually
late?
I called Sam as well.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, yours was more of a matter of fact thing rather than...
A more admin based.
Yeah, I'm admin based. I'm basically a receptionist.
I do see you more than Rachel now.
You do, yes.
She lives like hundreds of miles away.
I know, we're not going to have this conversation.
Yeah. Anyway... But genuinely, would you say you're a close family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
And you grew up all together under the same roof?
We did.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, me and my sister shared a room for the first, goodness knows how long.
Too long.
Too long. Far too long. And then Sam moved into the garage, which has no insulation.
Yeah, that was cold. So during winter, I'd be able to see my breath.
Yeah.
It was the first stage of my mum trying to
get
me out of the house.
Age were you?
Mate, that is genuinely one of the first things she said to me.
Oh, absolutely.
She put a magnet on the fridge. Be nasty. Your children will then want to move out or something like that.
brutal.
Yeah. And then like as soon as I moved to uni as well, so I think I must have been 16 or something when I moved in there, and then I went off to uni. I reckon it must have been that afternoon my bed had gone, and every time I came back I had to then stay in a camp bed.
Time,
like, I was staying in a camp bed in the garage, like, seeing my breath.
So you're basically camping?
Yes, basically camping.
Every time you returned home.
You didn't say camp bed, it was a glorified camp bed. It was
a nicer camp bed.
Alex, will you stop eating sweets? We're trying to record a podcast.
Just take a handful, Alex.
If you can hear the rustling of a packet or the slopping, Alex is eating Haribo Star Mix, which I think is the best sort, closely followed by Tangtastics.
I would go Star Mix over Tangtastics.
Yeah. Alice?
I don't really like sweets. I get ulcers.
Okay. No wonder you're no one's favourite. Oh, yeah, let's all go out for drinks. Yeah, I'll have a kale smoothie. You're that one.
I'll have a water.
But I don't want to get too deep. It's supposed to be funny. Have you always been close, or has it been like, because you just say you share a room. I was like, man, I would not be close to my sister if we had to share a room.
I think we were close, but we definitely had some funny fights, didn't we? Like, we had quite a
few. Go on.
I may or may not have put a large...
Oh my goodness, this is one that I was thinking of before I came here. Yeah. Yes.
I said the last time you're on the podcast, how if there's a common thing, your voice goes really high and you talk really, really fast and you're like, no, I don't do that. Okay.
Go on, carry on.
Yeah, so...
What happened? Start from the beginning.
For those that know me, they will probably know that I'm slightly competitive. just ever so slightly. And so I was playing a game. I must have been 14, 15, so old enough to know better. Was playing a game on like Miniclip.
It was a squirrel.
Back in the squirrel.
Miniclip.
On Miniclip.
Yeah.
That is such a throwback. Do you know what? That is something that was just in a compartment of my brain that has not been accessed since like, what, 2008?
Yeah, something like that. Like it was,
and stick cricket and all stuff. Oh, man.
I've still got stick cricket on my phone. I love stick cricket.
Okay. Yeah,
stick cricket's the reason that I punched a laptop and broke it. Like, I got frustrated and got out. There was this squirrel game, and it was just like, it was a bit like Doodle Jump, but before Doodle Jump, it was a squirrel jumping up the tree, and you collected nuts and you landed on branches and stuff like that. And I was on an absolute run. So I had smashed the record. Like, it was miles behind. Alice came up to me and jogged me whilst I was playing.
Yeah.
You what?
It was on purpose.
Yeah. And I was furious. So I I went, what? And shouted at her. Like, proper shouted at her. She screamed, ran off. So I chased her through the house, downstairs, and I had a blue tack ball in my hand.
Really big.
Like,
by the way.
A fist sized blue tack ball. And as we ran through the playroom and she ran into the downstairs bathroom, I threw it at her. And she shut the door, and that was when I learned that doors are hollow. It went into the door and dropped down. It didn't go through the door, fortunately. Went into the door and dropped down at head height.
Yeah.
So, like, I probably
would have... You wouldn't think it'd be that heavy.
Yeah, no, I would have...
knocked her out.
Yeah, knocked her out, like, outright for jogging me on a squirrel game.
And you would have deserved it. You absolute cow.
You've been on the computer for too long.
The worst bit...
Oh, so, okay. So, is she the bossy... I'm taking control. I'm having charge for everything.
Yes.
Oh, at least you admit it.
Yeah. The worst bit about that was calling mum. Mum had just gone out. Dad was out. Mum was out, and I had to call mum. Dad was probably like in South Africa or something. So there must have been a reason I called mum first, because I wouldn't have done that normally.
South Africa, where George Simon is from.
Sorry.
Where George Simon is from. And I do
South Africa.
I had a great impression of him.
Gee.
Which I try and get in at every opportunity. Also, South Africa is in Africa, which is where the Lion King is set.
Yes, it is.
Kenya is where it's set, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it, though?
Yeah. Yes.
Back yourself.
Pardon?
Hey, Siri. Where is the Lion King...
Set.
One possibility is Lyceum Theatre on Wednesday.
No,
that's not.
That is a classic Siri answer.
Yeah. So, Alex, do you not want to answer that? Can you not be looking that up whilst we're discussing other things?
Yeah. If you put the sweets down, then you could look that up for us. But so talking about favourites, then.
Oh, we all know.
Parental favourites, because again, this is one of the things. Like, met your mum about 2 years ago, and she just sits me down. She's like, firstly, I want Sam to move out. Secondly, so-and-so is my favourite. But I don't know if that, I'm not going to divulge that.
You don't need to divulge that. We all know. We're all in agreement as to who is what's...
There you are. Sorry. Kenya is where the Lion King is set.
Because I knew it was the Swahili was, you know, Simba, Lion and all that, but I didn't know necessarily, because Swahili is spoken in several
languages. It is.
So, sorry, carry on. Favourites.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think any of us are in disagreement.
Growing up, it was different. When we turned adults, things changed. Oh, yeah, yeah. So growing up was different.
Oh, yes, that's true. So I would say growing up, Alice was probably mum's favourite. You did all the jobs around the house.
I did. And I was
probably kicking Sam off the computer.
Proper suck up, Alice.
I was going to say, your brand knows like suck up sort of thing, yeah.
But so, I'm also the middle child, so I've got middle child syndrome. So Rachel and Sam were like, they were the rebel childs. Not rebel child.
Children,
but they,
I think, is
they,
the word.
Yeah, all right. But you and Rachel were more like, you'd get told off at school more.
Yeah.
You'd like make friends, people who weren't particularly like...
Mum hated like half my school friends. Right. And Rachel's school friends as well. Like,
and I was just kind of middle of the road, trying to please everyone as far as I go. But I came back from Africa and everything had changed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Rachel had turned 18.
She did.
That was it. Like, that was it. Rachel, I reckon, must have gone from least favourite to favourite for mum.
Yeah. Even though she was still a little bit crazy.
Yeah. It was now legal.
So.
I guess.
So, yeah. So Rachel and I had a bit of a issue this year in that we were a little bit concerned that our graduation would be on the same day. And we kind of looked at each other and were like, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And
then yours is only from Bible college, so that's
obvious. And then we both looked at each other and smiled.
Sam, you got back me up on there, mate. I just made quite a risky joke and you're just looking like, so sorry. Both are equally difficult and both are worth
fine.
I mean, Rachel's was in like PR and social media, so she was on Facebook for 3 years.
Yeah.
Rachel, that was a joke. That was a joke.
So I was just studying Hebrew and Greek and who God is.
Yeah.
I studied God.
Yeah.
It's
anyway.
Paid off.
Oh. Anyway, Rachel and I looked at each other after realizing this and then went, oh, well, I get dad, Rachel gets mum.
Yeah.
Fair easy. And Sam gets grandma and granddad.
Yeah. So Alice is dad's favourite. Rachel is mum's favourite. Like, by a kind. And like, dad will sort of protest. Mum won't. She's just very open to the fact that Rachel is her favourite.
Yeah, and grandma and granddad love you.
And grandma and granddad, my grandma and granddad, I am their absolute favourite. So if you go into their house, throughout the house, there are 5 pictures of me.
It's ridiculous. It's like a shrine.
Yeah, it's amazing.
There's none of me.
No, there are. It's just I'm in all of them.
Yeah.
There are 3 with Alice and Rachel in, and they are family pictures in all of them.
That is amazing.
I have 2 on my own
separately. I'm giving her my wedding pictures.
Well, yeah, so you should. I mean, you should. James and Rachel.
I had graduation once. I didn't do that. But yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're at uni, what happens?
So
ridiculous.
Every time, I don't know. Have you ever had my grandma's custard creams? Homemade custard creams.
They're so good.
They're like the best things.
Nothing comes close.
No.
Everything is homemade as part of the.
Eunice Fenning is just an angel.
She'll make it all.
So it's biscuit.
Yeah, she makes
custard,
biscuit. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She does
like
all
a hard set custardy, icingy sort of thing.
Good. Yeah,
with the biscuit.
Yeah, in like a star shape with some icing sugar over the top as well.
A star shape.
Well, it's in like a.
Oh no, sorry. Yeah,
it's not a circle with like crinkles around the edges.
But yeah, so she used to make those, and I used to every time I came home from university every weekend that I came home, I would get a new pot to take back to university.
I never got that.
Alice had to special request it to get sent out to Africa. Rachel never got anything.
No, she didn't.
Never got anything. Grandma and granddad, like grandma would just come up and be a bit sneaky and like just go, just don't tell anyone. Just give you the grandma wink.
She
and then she'd hand this little like ice cream tub, and I'd open it up and go, thanks, Grandma.
Nice.
And
just, like a drug deal sort of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing, except for no money went the other way.
And what's, like, when they listen to this, which they obviously will.
Obviously.
Oh, she's 80. She'll be 80 by then.
Yeah, she will be.
It's her birthday.
It would have been her birthday, yeah.
But would they admit that?
No. They would protest.
Although, I think they know at some level that we think that. But yeah. I think we've talked about it with them there.
I think they probably saw that you two had parental favourites, and so they had to make up for it.
Pity. It's a pity.
I might have a pity one, but I mean, every time they come over, Grandma brings them my favourite dessert.
When he didn't come on Sunday.
Didn't go for Easter Sunday.
She made a massive rhubarb.
She makes like a rhubarb jelly.
That's awkward, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I took a picture.
Yeah.
No, I've had the rhubarb jelly.
Yeah. And so I love that. That's my favourite.
And I've had lemonade?
Yeah, homemade lemon.
Yeah.
Oh, took some of that to uni as well once.
No.
Yeah.
It's all coming out now.
It's all coming out.
See, the thing is, like, I've got some opinions on my family dynamic at home.
Okay. Go on.
Well, that I'm absolutely not going to go into.
No?
Because...
Why not?
Well, it's not so much my mum, because I was actually speaking to Kat about it today, my beloved, and saying, like, my mum's... We genuinely don't think she has a favourite.
Wow.
And like we all feel like she gives 100% to all of them, which is amazing.
That is lovely.
My grandparents, on the other hand, are ridiculous. I mean, it's embarrassing. But they would all be so upset if they thought we'd found out, which we all have. But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm actually scared to say. So I'm going to leave that one.
So someone in your family is a favourite.
So it's lucky because we all have one each.
Okay.
Okay.
But then being a dad, no, I'm not going to go into that one.
I was that was genuinely going to be one of my questions, but...
They're not the age where you can really pick favourites.
No, they're not.
No, but like one of them like cries a lot. Don't wink and like
no,
nod.
No, I'm not going to say because... No, I don't have a favourite. I genuinely don't.
They're at different stages, aren't they? And
this is the thing. This is some online... It's weird. I was literally speaking to Kat about this today and it's like, I'm so careful about what I say on here because we did one on parenting. And I spoke a bit about like my relationship and with JJ when he was born.
Formed.
formed out of the womb. No, because they're formed
on.
In the womb,
now.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, see, in my head, I had that sort of scene from Ghost where that you're just making them out of like pottery.
Yeah. And what's that tune? Oh, it's a great tune. Alex, what is that? Oh,
what's
man.
The Ghost song?
I don't know. What.
Hey, Siri. What's the song in Ghost of Patrick Swayze?
Sorry, I can only take that request while you're listening to music or podcast.
I'm making a podcast. Anyway, Sam, you look that up.
Yeah.
Where was I, Alice?
You were talking about JJ.
And I was like, do you know what? This could genuinely, you never know of the internet, how long stuff's... And if he found it one day and was like, oh, you never loved... Not that, that's not what I said and not what I meant at all, but I was really careful at the time. It's like, oh, you know, I'd hate for that to get out. So I'm keeping my lips shtum on this one.
Okay.
Because it's all banter till it ruins a teenager's life.
Yeah.
Was it Unchained Melody?
Oh, my love, my darling, I'm for your touch.
Gareth Gates, classic, that one.
Oh, mate, he did that, didn't he? he really did. He was Christian, isn't he?
I think he was until he dated Katie Price.
He sang that song.
I'm pretty sure he dated Katie Price.
Yeah, he did. He did sing it with An Abundant Life.
No.
In Bradford.
Yeah, and was that the...
It was on TV.
Yeah, it was Bend It Like Beckham. Is that the one you're talking about? Oh. Spirit in the Sky. Spirit in the Sky. He did it. Isn't it like by the Kumars?
No. Yeah, no. There's a proper, like, actual worship song.
Oh, right,
song,
okay.
Yeah.
And then, because I just remember listening to that. And
it was Spirit in the Sky that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
It's not really a Christian song.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah.
And the grandma goes, I'd like to be in Gareth's hair gel. You're just what? Like, what?
So odd. So back to sibling then. Siblings.
Inims.
Who's the naughtiest? Who was the naughtiest? Who's the naughtiest now? Who got us in the most trouble? And share loads of dirty stories about it.
Sam did. Sam and Rach.
What's the worst trouble you've ever been in?
That would be Rachel.
That would be Rachel.
Rachel got in so much trouble. You had a couple of fun ones. Ogden win the one. Sorry, I made that noise again. When Sam went, Sam had gone out one evening and he had a little bit too much to drink.
What age?
You must have been 18, I think.
Yeah, I don't.
Of course, he was.
I genuinely don't think I went to a proper party until I was.
No,
over
you did
18.
Because there was a time my dad picked you up and you like fell over the car.
I think I was 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's well, anyway, Sam was. It wasn't that long ago. I feel like it was like 3 years, 4 years ago. But Sam got home from a night out. I think it must have been like the cricket club out, cricket night out or something. And he left his keys and wallet in the club.
Work do.
Yeah. And
killer.
Yeah,
as far as you remember, Sam.
First works do. I got a taxi back from Ipswich and got in and then realised that I'd put two items into the cloakroom and only got one item out. And so I'd put my jacket and coat in. And you had to put them separately. And so I'd only got my coat back, but my keys were in my jacket.
Ugh.
And so...
What did you do, Sam?
I spent a good few hours trying to break into the house.
I don't know how you didn't wake the dog up.
Oh, me neither. And so...
Your parents' house?
My parents' house, yeah. So I was still living at home at this point. And so, the back door was locked. Obviously, the front door was locked. All of the windows, all of the windows were shut because it was my work Christmas do as well. So it's like winter, so you're not gonna just leave a window open to get some air in. And the only window that was open was the downstairs bathroom one,
which is tiny.
It's one of the top ones, not like an open.
Oh,
it's like
really?
A top. Yeah, yeah, like a top one.
Just enough to let the poo.
Yeah, exactly. And the only reason that was open is because you can't close it because at that point the handle had broken.
Well, don't go in. Yeah, I mean it's all fixed now and secure.
Yeah,
it genuinely is
all fixed now and secure. I mean, no one's getting in there anyway. No. I tried. And so, I spent a good little while and eventually fell asleep in the summer house. And at 6 o'clock in the morning, my dad came downstairs to me by the back door, shouting, maybe cursing a little bit, trying to get in, and him just going, "You all right?" And he just let me in, and I just went, "No," and went to bed. And he said he went, walked around the house and there was a stick jammed in the downstairs window, bathroom window, where I tried to lever it open.
That's
further
amazing.
So that I could try and...
Mate, that sounds like all those years of sleeping in a cold garage with a camp bed.
Did me,
in good stead for the summer house.
Yeah. Yeah, I started leaving a sleeping bag in there just in case.
Well, and what was your reaction to that as sister? Were you... like wetting yourself, or were you like, Sam, we've all
funny.
Been there?
No, because I hadn't, and I haven't. I hadn't been there, so I just found it
hadn't.
Funny. I have never stepped outside.
Have you got that sort of story that you'd like to share?
You wouldn't
were
have done
you
it at home if
one?
You had, I don't
I,
think.
I don't think I ever was around at home.
Right. Are you really the goody two-shoes at
the
family?
So
absolutely.
I did, there were times, like I did go through like the party stage. But I never did anything really like outrageous. Like
you ran away from home.
Nice.
I was like six.
Yeah,
how
I mean,
far
you
did
ran.
You get?
I sat in the car. But no, there
you
was.
Didn't even make your own way there.
Was
that's
two,
terrible.
There was two times. One time, my mum was washing the dog, and I was like trying to help, and I think I wasn't being very helpful, so she told me to leave. I then left a note and said, "Fine, I'm going," and I ran, and I ran down the road. And just sat in the field for about probably half an hour.
Which probably
then
felt
then
like
I,
about 4 hours.
And then I got cuddled and went and sat in the car. and that was it, really. But I took a toothbrush. So
took a toothbrush.
Priorities.
Yeah. I mean, so I would have... Again, I think you and Rachel would have been the best behaved at school. Mum used to dread parents' evening for me.
She told me she cried at one once.
Yeah.
Is it you?
Like, yeah. Seriously. Like, she was so embarrassed by my behaviour and things like that. Like,
yeah.
So I would probably say that growing up, I would have been the more intelligent one.
No, we were talking about it on Sunday when you weren't there. You are absolutely the most intelligent one. You just don't use it. You never used it.
And that's exactly it.
You didn't work.
I just scraped through my GCSEs. I just scraped through my A-levels and I just scraped through my university degree.
So it probably it goes you being the smartest, then me, then Rachel. Rachel got A stars at like A-level and she got first at uni because she worked blooming hard.
She's incredible. Like, she does work genuinely hard.
Yeah.
I just didn't. Mum hated it. Like, my GCSE, the drama teacher at Startup High School banned me from taking GCSE drama because I caused too much problems in his lessons. I mean, it's drama, so. Yeah. But.
But what did you do on your, I remember a couple of times you coming home and you having a letter that you had to give to mum and dad. What did you used to do with that letter?
Oh, yeah.
You're even a grass now.
It's because it made me laugh so much. I mean, and I never told mum and dad.
You never told, fair play.
Yeah, it got to the point where I didn't hand them like a parents' evening piece of paper. Like, I would just hide them, not tell anyone. And just go, yeah, no, my parents can't make it.
Did you ever get in proper trouble at school?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
So, I mean, when I...
Because it's like being like a bit boisterous and a bit and just
yeah, so I'd,
bit.
I'd get detention quite... Yeah. Not but frequently, but like, not infrequently.
Trouble. Yeah.
I had to write a letter of apology to the school for stealing a Lucozade.
What?
It's
because there was like...
Oh, there was like
I don't remember.
40 Lucozade stolen and I just happened to take one of them and got caught.
All right. Like,
but yeah.
So you had to write an apology
For getting caught, yeah. Yeah. And, but yeah, like, just, it was always, all of my report cards said the same thing of, Sam's quite intelligent, but could try harder, sort of thing. And
you've done all right, though.
Thanks.
You've done all right job, haven't you?
Probably. Oh, apart from PE, yeah. I mean, but that's because...
For those of you who don't know Sam, he's incredibly sporty and is just good at every sport he does.
Yep, and he's hot.
And looks good while doing it.
Exactly.
Alex, can you please cut that bit out?
Nope. That's going to be the front and centre. That might even be the opening. Yeah. Alex just dropped the phone like it was a microphone. Yeah. Oh, is that why they're called phones? Anyway.
I don't know. We've had like, oh, so mum was telling us a story and fortunately this one, I think if we would have got in a lot of trouble if it had been discovered at the time of writing. So there is one bedroom at mum and dad's where we've all stayed in and there was a time where it was getting redecorated. And so it's just a little bedroom upstairs, the one that I was in that I got kicked out of to go live down in the garage that one of the girls then moved in and then they've swapped around and whatever. Mm-hmm. And so everything got pulled out and cleared out so that they could like redecorate the room. And they found a card, a piece of paper, like a little letter. And all it said on it was, my sister is a bitch.
We don't know which sister.
But we have one, no idea which sister it is. Or two, we couldn't decipher whose handwriting it was. So, and none of us can remember
and
writing it.
And there was a prayer as well, wasn't there, that was written?
Oh, no, it might have been included in that.
Yeah. Oh, seriously? It was a prayer.
It was a prayer. Oh, I'd forgotten that.
Dear God. Oh, no, dear God, I pray that you'll help me spend my money wisely. Also, stop my sister from being such a b-. That's how it went.
Yeah,
amazing. You genuinely do not
remember writing it at all. Like, I can imagine I wrote it. I just can't remember writing it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have said, dear God.
No.
I imagine it would have said, like, I think it did say, dear God. Like, it was at the time when we were like...
Alice remembers this strongly.
She does. And I think it was written in a red pen.
I didn't swear very much, though, growing up.
No.
Did it have a little post-it note attached, like, I must reference this back later.
Go on, Sam. What else have you got?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you fight a lot then? What was the biggest?
I remember one where we were fighting and I can't remember
what
it was about.
Not talking physically necessarily, by the way. We do not condone.
We were fighting, but midway through the fight, I stepped on a plug and it just killed the fight because I went, effing la, la, la. I was like a teenager and I don't think I saw very much as a teenager. But do you remember that, Sam?
No.
Me standing on a plug? No. It was really painful. Don't do it.
No. Was it you or Rachel that took the extra spoon of Calpol and thought you were going to die from an overdose.
Oh, it could have been either of us. I remember
lying there and, yeah.
I don't remember.
And hearing just hysterics because they're taking an extra teaspoon of Calpol.
I don't remember that. I mean, it could have been either of us.
Yeah. I mean, so I knocked out one of their teeth with a teddy bear.
Rachel's
wobbly tooth. So we used to have this giant teddy and I was really angry at her and just launched it across the room. Hit her in the face and the nose caught her wobbly tooth and just knocked it clean out.
Yeah. We never found it.
Nope. No
Did
idea
she get
where
the
that
money
went.
Though.
That leads us very nicely on to actually. Ooh, yeah. So we for all the fighting, we did have some nice moments.
We did.
We could talk about those.
We're going to be talking about the Tooth Fairy or the Tooth Mouse in my house because the Tooth Fairy was demonic. that's a true story.
That's amazing.
If you have young children in the car, you might prefer to switch this off or down or skip a bit.
So, yeah, I mean, the Tooth Fairy was kind to us growing up. You know, you'd get your pound.
Oh, 50 pence.
And it varied.
That's the favourite thing. If you'd
have fallen out of your nan...
if it was my grandma and granddad's, it was like, about a fiver. Yeah,
stick 20 under there. Or the Tooth Fairy would.
Yeah, Rachel and the Tooth Fairy had a long-standing relationship. However, once she got past about nine, the Tooth Fairy stopped giving 50p's, and the amounts got considerably more erratic, as it was probably shrapnel might be the best way to cover it, as the more teeth fell out, as it was just whatever Alice and I could afford. So we continued.
Mum and Dad stopped doing it.
Yeah,
basically.
Mum and Dad stopped doing it, and we, Alice and I, continued every time Rachel lost a tooth.
The lie continued.
Yeah, that we just carried on doing it.
She like properly.
Yeah. Do you believe it at camp? Do you remember at camp?
No.
Were you there? It might have been when I was. I'm sure you were there.
No,
at camp.
I must have been, but
yeah, at camp, Rachel, we go to a Christian camp called Sizewell Christian Camp, and it, Christian one of them camp, fell out there, yeah. And we had to orchestrate finding a tooth fairy whilst camping with nine other girls in the tent.
I'm serious though; the tooth mouse was a real thing,
really,
There used to be like crumbs of cheese left.
Wow, like,
you couldn't have a fairy. Not in a Christian household. You're joking.
Oh,
do you think of any other stories?
I feel like you should give Rachel a call.
I've just texted her asking if I can tell a story because there's a story that involves her that is quite funny.
Is that the alcohol one?
It is the alcohol one.
You should give her a ring because I feel like we should bring Rachel into the conversation.
Is she in small group or at netball?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Oh, who's going to get to her first?
E-voicemail.
Oh.
I got there first.
This is like when Johnny rang that awful.
Oh, yeah.
Tragic.
That was unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the EE.
Well, that would have been a great end to the podcast. Mm. But instead, is there any unresolved beef that we need to just pray?
Just going to try one more time.
Oh, wow. She's going to think something's really wrong.
Hey, Rachel. You are live on an Eden podcast.
Hello.
I mean, you're not live.
No, it's not live.
Alice doesn't really know how these things work.
You are on an Eden podcast where Sam and I are talking about siblings and growing up together. Would you like to share one of your stories?
Of what?
Just...
Rachel, let's face it. We all know which story we're talking about here.
I really don't know.
Rachel, there was a moment in time.
There was a moment in time where you went from... This was when you were probably Mum's least favourite, shortly before you became her most favourite.
I'm so confused. Okay. What is it?
Rachel, at 16 years old, you went to your first party.
Oh, no.
That's so good. Please continue.
What happened, Rachel?
Vodka happened.
Okay. Do you want me to tell the story?
Please do. I'm actually at Life Group about to do communion. So without me present, and I will text in after it's done so he can say my side during the outtake.
Okay.
Wow.
Enjoy communion.
Brilliant. Happy communion.
Thank you. Happy communion.
Bye.
To you too.
Bye.
Alex, there's going to be a lot of editing in this.
No, that's going to be perfect. That's going to be perfect. So for those that couldn't quite hear, that is Rachel. She couldn't talk because she's just doing communion.
But we can share her story because she said yes.
She did say yes.
So Rachel was 16. I was hanging out with my friend Becky Warnock. Now,
yeah, don't get it wrong. And people get married, people lose their names. Get
Becky
over it.
Was dyeing her hair, and I got a phone call from one of Rachel's friends saying, "Alice, we need help. We need help now." And I said, "What's going on? What's going on?" Rachel's out of it. She needs to go to the hospital. And yeah. So anyway, Becky had to finish
like
dyeing.
Hospital bad.
Yeah, so Becky had to finish dyeing her hair because it was mid. Dye. So she took all the dye out of her hair, and then we drove to about, I think it must have been 30 minutes to the land of I, and we picked Rachel up, and she quite literally had to pick her up and carried her to the car and went back to the Fenning household, where I woke Mum and Dad up and said, "Help, we need help." And Rachel stumbled out of the car. I can't remember if she went to hit someone or if she was just so out of it, but she was dead weight, absolutely gone, and was sick constantly. But the best bit was the next day, because she tweeted, "Oh, I've got the worst headache." And my dad, the pastor, responded saying, "Well then, you shouldn't drink 2 litres of vodka in one night, should you, dear?" But all of his followers from church would have seen that, and I was like,
"Fantastic!
Well played.
She won't do it again."
No.
Yes, but that was one of the eventful times. Other times, she's come to me after having a few drinks, and she's gone whilst brushing her teeth, going, "Look, there's a zombie apocalypse!" Foaming at the mouth.
That's quite
funny. That's a funny one.
I mean, I send her Snapchats anytime I'm eating, of just a mouthful. So of just me going, like, chewing with my mouth
open.
You're
one of those.
Yeah.
We could do an audio version of that just to annoy Alice and all the listeners. Ugh. I don't have headphones on, so that's not bothering me.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me.
And when it's fake, it's not annoying.
No.
When someone does that and they don't know... And if you're that person, you probably slurp your tea as well.
You
do it to annoy me.
I know I do. But the guy next to me genuinely just drinks his tea like that, and he has 5-6 cups a day.
Oh, dear.
That's annoying.
With that, I would like to love you and leave you. Are you two good?
We are.
Hug it out? Me and Sam will hug. And then
we'll hug it out.
Sam's actually a really good hugger.
I know.
For those of you who don't know who Sam is and how he hugs, he's a good hugger.
Thanks. Thank you.
See you next week.
So weird. I'm sorry.
Great. That was one of the weirdest.
I meant like...
My brother's such a nice hugger.
Never mind. Oh, gosh.
To be fair, Eliza's grandma always tells me that. She's always...
Because you're just like firm, but I don't feel like you're like that firm of like, "Oh, I'm showing you how strong I am." But also I feel like you're committed to it, not flaky, but you're not like, Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like the perfect amount. And like me and you hug from the rear quite a lot.
We do.
Because we only tend to really capture each other from the back.
Yeah.
So whether that's when I'm eating breakfast we never meet each other front on.
We rarely hug front on.
But even though like that tends to be quite one way, I still feel like there's a connection.
One way?
You can't hug with the arms behind your back.
Yeah. I do quite like cradling the arms though, when your arms come through.
Yeah.
I quite like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
Reassuring.
Alex, I think you need to play the music. I wanna be your first strength.
Is that Taylor?
I want to be your 18.
I hate her. I hate Taylor Swift.
I want to be your
That would be one of my unpopular opinions if we were to do another
big
one.
Big reputation.
I've got quite a lot of, I've got three music ones.
You and me, we got this, big reputation now.
Can you hear my mini eggs?
Oh, it's gross. Oh, everyone can hear your mini eggs. It's disgusting.
Chocolate.